Football season obviously underway, and if you play fantasy football, the odds are you probably already hate your team and wish you could draft all over again. Well, on FanDuel, you can draft a new team every week. As an example, this weekend, I found some great buys with Geronimo Allison and Tyler Boyd at wide receiver. Then I could afford the big guys like Alvin Kamara and Todd Gurley. My lineup placed in a couple of tournaments, so not a bad Sunday for Van Smack. If you're not a fantasy expert, that's okay too. FanDuel is clearly the place to play. FanDuel has something for everybody, and there are more ways to win than ever before. New users get a $20 bonus when they make their first deposit on FanDuel. So come play with me at FanDuel.com/CBS Sports. FanDuel.com/CBS Sports. Welcome to the jungle. A tremendous Wednesday to you. I am Jim Rome, and I'm live in Southern California like I am every Monday through Friday. Great to be with you. Live in the Quicken Loan Studios. Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I feel pretty great about this show. Got a ton of content. Great time of year. Got some really good interviews. I've got an amazing podcast, which I'm going to drop later on today. So today is going to be a very good day. In fact, I like the way it's starting. We are going to backload. Second hour is jammed up. First hour is wide open. It sets up very nicely for all of you if you want to take part. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. Use the telephone. Don't worry about the guy who got roasted yesterday. Just because it happened to him does not mean it's going to happen to you. Use the number. It's toll-free. It's good in the U.S. It's good in Canada, wherever you can hear us. 1-800-636-8686. If you're not about that, just hit me up on Twitter, at Jim Rome. And you can email us, as you know, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Quickly, the show sets up like this. First hour, again, is wide open. Open phones. In hour number two, Kentucky running back Benny Snell Jr. Right after that, in the second hour, Tennessee Titans linebacker Wesley Woodyard. My man's family. Wesley has come on this show so many times, so I'll look forward to that. Tennessee coming off a really nice win over Jacksonville, and I guess if you're paying attention to both of them, that really should not surprise anybody. Wesley Woodyard in the second hour, Jeff Passan in the third hour. He will close the show today in the final segment. So those are your interviews. One more interview, but really not an interview, a conversation, a podcast. One of my favorites yet. Top five, top three. I mean, when you think of the best Jim Rome podcasts, most of you who listen to the pod will always say Elk was number one or David Goggins was number one. This one is in that same category. Top three, top five, Eric Burns. And I know that to be true because I taped it yesterday. It's amazing. And I want to preview that for you too. So that's how today is setting up. Pick up the phone, hit us up. The first voice you hear will not be mine. It will belong to Adam Hawk, EP. That said, let me change up on you. With the NFL full swing, Major League Baseball coming right down to it, I actually want to start today with the NBA. Now, we talked NBA Media Day yesterday. I want to talk about what went down here in SoCal. LeBron James is a Laker, and that's been kind of ramping up, right? But LeBron James, as a Laker, reached a new level this week with Media Day and the start of camp. The team had its first practice yesterday. It was very interesting to see. You've got LeBron, Rajon Rondo, jawing with each other, knocking down threes, talking trash. LeBron himself glossed the crew, the mud crew. Mud meaning misunderstood, underappreciated, determined. That group includes Rondo, Bees, my man JaVale McGee, and Lance Stephenson. So they've got their nickname. They've got their gloss. Everything is going really well. And then again, why wouldn't it? LeBron is here in L.A. Now, LeBron's not new to basketball, of course. He might be new to L.A., but he's not new to being new to a team. He's done this before. He has seen everything. He has heard everything. At least, he thought, and I thought, that he had until yesterday. Because when he dug in to meet with the media, this reporter threw him one of the biggest hooks he has ever seen.
LeBron, the L.A. fan base, how do you expect to earn their respect and earn their loyalty?
Who, me?
The fan base, yes.
Me?
Yes, you.
Huh?
What do you say to the fans that say they want to see you and earn their respect?
I'll sign a four-year deal. How much more? I mean, what do you want me to do?
Yeah. That's fine. I mean, that's, we talked to them outside of here yesterday.
Listen, I'll sign a four-year deal. I'm here, so, I mean, I know what I bring to the table on the floor.
That is such a great response. I mean, she's in there with, what do you have to do to earn the fans' respect here in L.A.? And he said, who? Me?
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Me?
Huh? Who? Me?
Huh?
Huh? Me? Huh? It's such a great response. Wait, what, me? Moi?
Me?
This guy?
Me? Yes.
The only thing missing was LeBron doing a big, exaggerated point at himself and then looking around for somebody else. Quote, I signed a four-year deal. How much more? What do you want me to do? Listen, I signed a four-year deal. I'm here. I know what I bring to the table and the floor. End quote. I mean, I got to be honest. I don't know that I've seen anybody that baffled by a question since Will Muschamp was asked about Star Wars.
Excuse the Star Wars reference, but you guys kind of have a master versus Padawan thing going on with you and Nick. I mean, what's the sentiment in that? And
what's a Padawan?
You've never seen Star Wars?
Huh?
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 Hey, listen, I'm not here to crack on the reporter. Now, that might not have been the best question ever, and it might not have come out the way that the reporter intended it, but I will give her this. I respect this. She kept right on firing. Shoot your shot. You miss 100% of the shots that you do not take, and she was not going to miss. Listen, being a reporter can be hard. Bashing a reporter for questions that don't quite work is not hard. It's easy, and I'm not going to take the easy path. I'm not about low-hanging fruit. I'm not about that life. Hell, that might not have even been the most awkward exchange between a reporter and an athlete this week. Check out Justin Thomas fielding this question.
How much shame is there having your dad be a sports writer?
Pardon me?
Your father being a sports writer, is there a lot of shame in that?
My dad being a sports writer? Am I missing something? What?
Yeah. I'll tell you later.
Okay, yeah, I'm lost. I'm sorry.
There's a word for that exchange. There's a word for that moment. Awkward? Awkward! That was a shank off the first tee and right into the woods. Man, that fell flat. And that was confusing. But it'll happen. It'll happen to us all. You know that going in. Just like I know this going in. It is kind of ridiculous to ask a three-time NBA champ, a four-time MVP, a 14-time All-Star, a man who's been to eight straight finals, and is arguably the greatest player in NBA history, how he's going to go about earning the respect with his new team. I mean, it sounds completely insane. But then again, have you met some Laker fans? No, sorry. Have you met some people in Southern California with Laker jerseys? They definitely see it the same way that reporter does. For them, it's not just enough that LeBron is the greatest player in the NBA and has been for quite some time. And it's not enough that he did sign a four-year deal to commit to them and is talking about it as a long process that he's committed. It's not some overnight smash and grab. Nor is it enough that he's the first big-name free agent to come to L.A. in a long, long time. And it's not enough that he's doing it at a time where the team, while it is improving, has still got a long way to go. No, none of that's enough. He still has to earn their respect, according to Laker fan and or that reporter. Like, I know about the three titles. I know about the eight straight finals appearances. And I know I'm the best ever. I know all that. But you need to know this. You still need to earn my respect. You know, LeBron, what you did in Cleveland or Miami or Cleveland again, you haven't done jack in L.A. And until you do, you're just a guy and an old guy, one with a ton of freaking miles on him. I mean, essentially, that's what Laker fan is saying. That's what Laker reporter is saying. Incredibly.
Me?
Then again. Huh?
Me?
Me? You're talking to me.
Huh?
Did you just ask me what I have to do to earn their respect?
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Me? Me?
Huh?
Me? Huh?
Me?
Me? Huh?
Huh?
But then again, this is the same crowd that was vandalizing LeBron murals to the point that they had to be taken down. Listen, the Lakers have not been to the playoffs in 5 years. And instead of being hyped that the GOAT wanted to come play for the team, these clowns really think that LeBron owes them something already. They don't see LeBron coming to the Lakers as an endorsement for the Lakers. In fact, they see just the opposite. They believe that LeBron needs their endorsement before he can come to the Lakers. And even then, Even then, he can wear the Laker jersey, but to them, he's not a true Laker. Idiots. Idiots. He does not have to earn your respect. But some of these dumbasses think he does. Hey, you're not doing him a favor. He's doing you one. Because for the first time in years, somebody who actually matters wants to ball in your building, in your gear. So instead of insulting this guy, you should be thanking him. As some kind of question. What are you going to do to earn the respect of these fans?
Who, me?
You talking to me?
Me?
Yeah.
Really? I haven't earned their respect. I still have to earn their respect. They're going to withhold their respect. Oh, okay. Batman.
I'm Batman.
Dear Rome, my favorite part of that reporter's comment was, I was talking to them outside. Knowing full well only losers would be outside a practice facility midweek in an offseason. What up, Matt in L.A.?
Me?
Start the clock on Matt. Matt will be in about 30 seconds. My favorite part of that reporter's comment was, quote, I was talking to them outside, knowing full well only losers would be outside a practice facility midweek in an offseason. What up, Matt in L.A.? John in Huntington Beach. We're getting Rick in Buffalo a Zipa to make him sound normal. Rick sounds normal. Rick sounds awesome. Don't change anything about Rick. Dear Jim, I am definitely a Laker. Signed, Bison Dele. RG in Peoria. Don't even understand that. Don't understand that. I just don't know why that would be a topic on the show. That rears its ugly head. That rears its ugly deceased head on occasion, and I'm really not sure why. All right, in addition to that, that was a major LeBron block off the top. That's really something else. Listen, and you know me, over the years, do this as long as I've done this, and I've talked about LeBron his entire career. I've been here for his entire career, and there are years where I would take real good runs at LeBron because he deserved it. And the last couple of years, nothing like that because he doesn't. The guy deserves nothing but respect and hype. But to say for a Laker fan, and there are Laker fans saying it, or a Laker reporter or a media member to say or ask, what do you have to do to earn their respect? I mean, come on, the guy's arguably the best ever. Nothing, right? Nothing. Some people act like he owes us something and he has to prove it to us. Again, he's somebody who matters who said yes. Nobody's wanted to come here. Nobody's wanted to play for the Lakers. This guy not only said yes, but he committed, as he points out, to 4 years. At Bill 0467, LeBron should have hit her with an Evel Knievel blast. Do you know who the hell I am?
You know who the hell I am?
It would have been warranted. I mean, he classed it up. I think he was too in shock to recover. Like, he's looking around like, was that directed at me? Are you talking to me? Are you asking me? Me?
Me?
Huh? All right, so in addition to that, I mentioned Eric Burns, which I want to get to. An amazing podcast, which I already taped. It's going to drop later today. The podcast? I've got a Ryder Cup update. It's almost time. There was an alleged Anthony Kim sighting. An alleged Anthony Kim sighting. May not have been him. My man's the best. You can talk all you want about Tiger Woods' comeback. And it was great. It was great. The comeback that I'm waiting on is AK. The swaggiest golfer I've ever seen in my life. I don't root. You know that. I am a card-carrying member of the Anthony Kim Honk Nation. One of my favorite athletes ever. One of my favorite athletes ever. Not one of my favorite golfers. One of my favorite athletes. Maybe one of my favorite human beings. Dude is mysterious. And as is the course, whenever this happens, whenever there's an alleged sighting, I try to reach out to him and we end up having a single line text exchange. And it happened again yesterday. No, I cannot get him on the show. No, he's not going to do the pod. That's not what that guy's about. He's not about that. We don't know where he is. I don't know what he's doing, but I can generally within 24 to 48 hours get a single line response. And I did. And then I leave it alone for another 6 or 9 months or 12 months until somebody allegedly sees him in public again. Also, let's talk some Major League Baseball. Everybody's caught up in the NFL. What about the NL? National Football League? What about the National League? There's some crazy things going on there. Also, you know that saying, two birds with one stone, brand new meaning. Did you see what happened in the Rockies-Phillies game the other night? Fly ball, oppo, outfielder going back, bam. Smashed into the wall. The ball smashed into some old dude's face. An amazing moment. You see what the Mets are trying to do right by David Wright. If anybody can screw this up, it's the Mets. I want to get into that story too. 1-800-636-8686. Oh, and one more thing about the NBA. I've seen what you clones are doing to this guy. I know what you're saying. You want me to talk about Dion Waiters being fat. Anytime anybody in the public eye gains 1 pound, you all go in on that person. Not doing it. Not doing it. I'm not doing it, so don't you be doing it. You have your telephone number. You know where to find me on Twitter. You know how to get me via email. You know where my Facebook page is. You know where my Instagram page is. All these different ways for you to take part. Do it now because we're open phones in hour number one. Telephone calls coming up. Building pros, listen up. If you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler, Lumber Liquidators Pro Plus is the only partner you're going to need for all your flooring needs. With special pro-only pricing and dedicated support, LL Pro Plus will help you get your flooring jobs done quickly and profitably. Are you worried about selection and availability? Do not be. Lumber Liquidators has over 150 million square feet of flooring available with over 100,000 square feet in stock in most of their stores. And they do stock professional-grade adhesives, underlayment, molding, tools, fasteners, and grout. So you can get exactly what you need when you've got to have it. If you're too busy to pick up your flooring, that's not a problem. The LL Pro Plus team will deliver it right to your job. And with LL Pro Plus, you can even get a business line of credit. Put the LL Pro Plus flooring experts on your team right now. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or just go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales. Walk into one of their stores or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales today.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Minute quickly. Never a good look, guys, when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. Now, you might think that it looks casual, but more than likely, you look like kind of a slob. It's sloppy. This is why Untuck It makes shirts that are specifically designed to be worn untucked. A casual shirt that's not too long, it's not too short, it's just right. In fact, GQ calls them perfection. Untuck It shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. Not only do they look good, they feel amazing. I know, I have them, I wear them. Impeccable craftsmanship, attention to detail, make Untuck It the only choice for the untucked man. With more than 50 sizing options, every guy can find the perfect shirt. So log on to untuckit.com, check out all the new fall arrivals, use the promo code ROME20 for 20% off your entire first-time purchase. You can also visit Untuck It in one of their over 35 retail locations. Stop hiding your shirt with your pants with your shirt, untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual. Use the promo code ROME20, get 20% savings. All right, quickly, on Twitter. You clones are having a big day already. Denlesks is in. Thanks for having my back, Jim. Now have Hawk take my front. Alvin and Arnold can each take a side and lift me out of this bed. Signed, Dion Wafers. Denlesks is like the 55-year-old class clown. Like, bro, I said, we're not doing it. We're not having it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going there. And that to you is like a green light. Oh, I know. I'll do my Dion Wafers joke right now for Twitter. Like the classroom. He's the class clown, and Twitter is the class. Hey, bro. So you did one shop that got retweeted 8 million times. Congratulations. Stop with your lame jokes, all right? That does not give you the green light to come with me or come at me with things like that. One good tweet, bro. One good shop that got retweeted and ended up with like several zillion likes. Congrats. At PJ and the Mile High, quote, two birds with one stone. Pretty sure the expression is two scoops with one cone. Signed, John Fooden in Oakland. Hey, look, I've been pretty critical of Gruden, but even that doesn't make it all right. Why is it that you want to take a run at everybody for being fat when I know the guys doing it are probably even fatter? And who cares what anybody weighs anyway? It's one thing for Tyler in Shredmonton or Matt in Vancouver to come with that. You know, that's kind of like their brand. We're Canadian. You're all fat Americans. We all eat lean meat, and we've got 6% body fat. Y'all are fat. I see why they do it, but the rest of you that keep coming in and calling John Gruden, John Fooden, and Dion Waiters, Dion Wafers, I guarantee you're fatter than the guy you're cracking. I just know you are. So why are you doing it? Guest list. He's got people popping. I like it. I am Jonesy 3, Romy. You can't have Benny Snell on today. UK has already beaten South Carolina 4 straight years. And that jungle karma is for real. Gamecocks need to win this weekend. All right. Got to counterbook, right? Problem is UK is always good to us. Always good to us. Stephen Crowtown. Nice to see Jeff Passan pull himself away from his Nintendo Switch long enough to lob a phone call in with his staticky ass cell phone. You're going to keep killing this guy about that one call. He owned it. He owned it. He understands. He gets it. He owned it. He said, I know that I went into the tank. I know that was not one of my better days. I know that was not one of my better calls. You know, what more do you want from this guy? He came in his first year in the smack off and he destroyed. Followed that up, didn't have a good day, but he owned it. This guy will be back. At Belligerent Nuck, Matt and Van. Great. Jeff Passan is on Jim Rome today with some sweet baseball takes. The same guy who made a smack-off call from Ham Radio. Callan Vegas needs to get in here and threaten him. A lot of hate for Passan. I'm not really sure why. Guy's great at his job, great in the smack off. He had one bad day, and he is. I think that a lot of you are upset and hate on this guy because you think that he acts like he's smarter than you all, but he is. But he is. Sorry about the new iPhone XS Max, which is going off. Yeah, way to go, Rome. Way to brag on that new phone. It is nice. It is nice. Speaking of nice, let's talk some Ryder Cup right now quickly. Wow, almost out of time. Where the hell did that segment go? Checking the phones. Nobody worth going to. All right, 1-800-636-8686. I do want to talk about the Ryder Cup. Ryder Cup week. I think a lot of you do not really understand the event, not really down with the event. You're missing out on something. If you're so locked in on the NFL, college football, and even Major League Baseball, the start of the NBA, you're missing something. Even if you're not a big golf fan, Ryder Cup is different. Ryder Cup, in a sense, almost isn't golf at all. I need time to set that up, and I will. I do want to talk about the Eric Burns conversation I had yesterday. He and I were also talking. I can't believe how long it's been since he's been on this show. And then after I had that conversation, I was kicking myself even more for not having him back sooner. That is an amazing conversation, which I want to preview momentarily. And again, if you're so caught up in the National Football League, you're missing what's going on in the National League. Dodgers, Rocks, Cards, Cubs, Giants. Amazing things going on. All of that coming up. And do not waste the first hour. It's open phones. You're not getting through next hour. Call me right now. 1-800-636-8686. All right, now I'm back on my clock. When we come back, we'll bang telephone calls. First up, I got a sports update for you. Bottom of hour number one, here is the latest on this Wednesday. Andrew Bogish sits in.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Already a Wednesday, so that means we've got an Ask the Pros Day. Ask the Pros brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question and remember to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Never confuse Matt in Vancouver with Lee in Vancouver. One is good at this. The other is not. Hey, Rome. Here you go, Mr. James. A nice sharp knife to cut that steak. Who? Me?
Who, me?
Who do you think sent that email? Matt in Vancouver or Lee in Vancouver? If you guess Lee, you're correct. Like I said, one of those guys is good at this and one of those guys is not. All right, so Jim Rohn podcast, top five all time. Top five all time and maybe even better than that, dropping right after the show today. Now, forget not playing favorites. This episode with former Major League outfielder Eric Burns is definitely one of my favorites. Unquestionably, one of the best we've ever done. As I mentioned, whenever the podcast comes up, a lot of you clones point to either David Goggins or Steve Elkington as your favorite episode of the pod. And understandably so, with just cause. Those episodes both were amazing, and they get reset all the time on voicemail. This one with Eric Burns is in that same territory. It's in the same class. It's that good with Goggins and Elk. Trust me on this. How do I know? I already tracked it. We did it yesterday. It's going to drop later on today. As a reminder, RPO, Rome Price Opinion, drops on Mondays during the NFL season. And that, by the way, is getting even better. Trevor Price had his best week yet. And the Jim Rohn podcast now drops on Wednesdays. In the meantime, let me give you a taste of this right now so you know exactly what you're in store for later on today. Keep in mind, Eric Burns goes way back with this show. He even said to me during the podcast, you know, Rome, I actually grew up listening to you. And he's been retired for a number of years. He and I go way, way, way back. He used to swing through the jungle all the time, and he has never not shown up, shot out of a cannon. Every single time I've ever spoken to him, in fact, every single time I've ever seen him on TV, listened to him on radio, watched him play between the lines, this guy was shot out of a cannon every single day, every single time. If you've heard him before, watched him before, you know what I'm talking about. But I think getting lost in that is how bright this guy is, how deep this guy is, how thoughtful this guy is, and the fact that, like Elk, he is one of the best storytellers ever. And he told this amazing story. In fact, he told the story back here in 2003 on this show about waking up to a burglar in his college apartment that people still stop and ask him about. He told me yesterday, I had him tell the story on the pod. He said, Rome, it's so funny to bring that up. People still stop me and say, tell me that story that you told Rome back in the day in the jungle. So if you've not heard that, you have to. I'm not going to give it away right here because he's already done it right here. Instead, let me give you a small taste of a few other stories. He told me a story, Eric Burns, told me a story about drinking up in San Luis Obispo. He and a buddy were together in a bar, and they saw Chuck Liddell. His buddy had too much to drink, and his buddy wanted to fight Chuck Liddell. And Eric Burns was right in the middle of it to make sure that that did not happen.
Just about every single fight I've been in was because of somebody else I was with that maybe either was disrespected or didn't. Anyway, it's just how it was. But the whole night I was sitting in the corner of the bar and Chuck Liddell was serving me drinks. And like we became, in a short period of time, just like I'm sure many other people will tell, that you know, Chuck Liddell became their best friend. And I have one buddy that gets a little aggressive when he has too much to drink. And Chuck had been telling me all about, he's like, yeah, man, I've kind of gotten this thing. It's, you know, UFC. It's cage fighting, and it's just kind of taking off and getting going. And he's explaining this whole thing. And I'm like, yeah, man, right on. And so because of my martial arts background, I was talking to him about, I grew up doing Kenpo. And so we were going on and on. And next thing you know, dude, my boy starts getting out of line. Chuck's ready to jump over the bar to rip his head off. And it's not like my boy has ever backed down from anything. And this is a one time, dude. I it's just like, simultaneously jumped in front of, like, no, dude, you don't want to do this. And if you do, I can't help.
So what happened, dude?
You know, what happened, actually, was we ended up back in a frat house and ended up getting in some stupid-ass fight anyway.
How'd that go?
Not good.
Eric Burns. Amazing story. I've never heard him tell that story. So there's more of that. We talked about that. And the fact is, every group has one, right? That one guy who starts the night off fine, generally is a really good guy, but then he drinks too much and then he wants to go. Every crew has one. And there was no way Eric was going to let his guy, his group's likes-to-fight guy, throw a Chuck Liddell. So they saved that for a frat back at UCSB. And as Eric just said, that didn't go too well either. It's only like one of a half a dozen stories that he told me that I had not heard yesterday. He also told this great story where he ran into his old buddy from a rival high school at a mutual friend's house. That old buddy, Tom Brady. Back in the day, Eric Burns thought that Tom Brady was like this great baseball prospect. Great baseball prospect. And he ends up going to Michigan, of course, to play football. Eric Burns goes to UCLA to play baseball. But EB had no problem telling Tom Brady he thought that he made a mistake choosing football over baseball.
I think I'd just gotten drafted, so maybe my third or fourth year at UCLA and Tom's second or third year at Michigan. And I saw him at this point. I think he'd take like two or three snaps. And I'm talking to Tom, and I'm like, dude, you got to give up football, man. I'm like, I'm telling you, Tom, and I had just gone through playing through the Pac-12, and you know, I think I might even had a year of pro ball experience under my belt. I'm like, dude, you're better than all these guys. You're still like the best catching prospect that I've ever seen.
Holy
like, if you want to continue to take, you know, three snaps a year at Michigan and maybe get lucky. And at the time, what he overcame with all the dudes that they were bringing in and then having to deal with the Drew Henson stuff.
Yep.
And he looks at me, dude, and he's like, nah, man, I'm good. And it was funny because I saw him a couple years ago in Boston. We reflected on that time, and I'm like, hey, bro, good thing you didn't listen to me, huh?
Eric Burns. But he was talking about how Brady, he knew him in high school. He goes, like, you know, both Bay Area guys or Northern California guys. He said he was so good at baseball. He was so much better at baseball than football. Dude, I'm playing pro ball right now. You're better than all these guys. He tried to talk arguably the greatest quarterback ever out of spinning the rock. Incredible. And there were like 10 more minutes of Tom Brady high school stories in there too. All of them amazing. But as I mentioned, I think that you think of Eric Burns and you think of a wild man. You think of a guy who played the game with his hair on fire. My man is much deeper, way deeper than that. Way deeper. Serious dude. And he just finished up a triathlon across the U.S. to raise awareness and money to get kids off their asses and from out in front of their phones and their laptops. And he lays out his drive and his mission and his purpose beautifully in the episode. And anybody with kids would really appreciate and learn from what he's doing. We talked about that. We talked about his love of ultramarathoning. And also, as he runs ultramarathons, remember, 100 miles. 100 miles. Often when he runs an ultramarathon, he represents the late, great Pat Tillman in his races. Somebody else he knew. Now, I've spoken to a lot of people over the years about Pat Tillman. But I'm not sure I've ever had a better conversation about Pat than the one I had with Eric Burns.
You know, everyone thinks that Pat Tillman became a hero because he was killed in action. His peers looked at him as a hero, as an icon, as a guy that I want to model my actions after. I want to live my life like when he was alive. He didn't have to die to become this just iconic person. He was it when he lived. But I'd be lying if I say that, like, all this that I do in my life, I constantly think about what would Pat do. I do the signature thing at every one of the big races is I'll cross with a number 40 Pat Tillman Arizona Cardinal jersey. And so when I came in at the home stretch here and we had an NYPD escort and I got to raise that number 40 above my head, there's nothing like it.
Listen, like I said, I've talked to a lot of people about Pat Tillman over the years. There's so much more that Eric Burns said during the podcast I didn't play right there. That's the best conversation I think I've ever had with somebody about Pat Tillman. And this is why I do the podcast, and this is why I laid this out for you on the show today. I could never do that interview with Eric Burns on this show, the one that we had yesterday. 45 minutes with Eric Burns. And anecdote, man. Intel, insight, him dropping knowledge. It was amazing. This is why I have this side hustle. I could never do that on this show. And I'm telling you, it's going to go on your shortlist. It is one of the best podcasts, not only that I've ever done, that I've ever heard. Trust me, find it right after the show. Find it today on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the Android players, radio.com app, jimrome.com. We talk postseason, we talked American League, we talked National League. And I'm telling you, some of the best anecdotes ever. That was a blast. I had so much fun doing that. And you're going to like listening to it also. You know where to find me. Hit me up. If you're just joining us right now, coming up next hour, Kentucky in the house. Benny Snell Jr., Kentucky running back. Wesley Woodyard, Tennessee Titans linebacker, joins us. But played at UK. Speaking of Kentucky, got a little shout out from my man Alex Solis Jr., watching the show in the home office. My race manager, bloodstock manager. Alex Solis Jr. found misdirection. Alex Solis was the one who negotiated the purchase of Shared Belief. So he's doing his thing. Saw him with the multiple screens in his office, checking out CBS Sports Network, and watching the races. What up, Alex? Jeff Passan coming up in the third hour. My thoughts on the Ryder Cup. Who you got this week? Are you watching it? Are you into it? What do you think? Eldrick is talking junk. Eldrick's talking junk. He's feeling good about Eldrick. The Dodgers, the Rockies, NL West, Cubs, Cards, Giants, Batman. You know, it's going to be a long time before that's not funny. At Jupiter Knight tweets, Rome, this makes me want to hear more of Eric's likes to fight guy story. Who not named Conor McGregor wants to honestly make a run at Chuck Liddell? All right, listen, my reaction to that is the way he told that story was Chuck Liddell was saying there's this thing. There's this thing right now. It's going on, cage fighting. So it's a relatively new thing. I'm sure that Eric Burns' guy didn't know Chuck Liddell at that time. But then again, it probably didn't matter. If you talk to any of these guys, any combat martial arts fighters of any sort, they get this all the time. There's always an idiot in the bar that wants to test one of those guys. Liquid courage. I don't think that's unusual at all. So when you ask the question, who not named Conor McGregor would ever try something like that? Every bar has one. Every group has one. It happens all the time. These guys all want to measure themselves. They all want to try that guy. They all want to test that guy. I guarantee it happens probably every single night these guys go out. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. It's whack. Could you imagine? And Chuck, I'm not going to say that I know Chuck really well, but I've met Chuck. I've interviewed Chuck. Chuck's a good dude. Chuck, trust me, Chuck is in a bar, I bet, not looking for that. But there's one idiot looking for Chuck. I guarantee Conor McGregor could be in a bar and there'd be an idiot looking to try him. Like, you really want that? If Conor McGregor can do to Jose Aldo what he did to Jose Aldo, what do you think that he could do to you? What do you think that he could do to, well, Cal? Come on. But trust me, there's always one guy who's got to try these guys. The even better story. The even better story from Eric Burns is not his boy trying to fight Chuck Liddell in San Luis Obispo. It's Eric Burns fighting the guy that snuck into his apartment in the middle of the night. That's the better story. So if you want to hear a story about likes to fight guy, check out that podcast. And I think my favorite part of the Chuck Liddell story is not that his boy tried to fight Chuck Liddell. It's that they ended up back fighting an entire frat house. And I said, how did that go? He goes, not good. Not good. Eric Burns is a national treasure. So look for that, and look for him on MLB Network. He's an author, and he did a try across America. In addition to that, I've been thinking about Dion Waiters for this hour. Still not talking about it. You know why? It's only a picture. You've gotten deked before. You've gotten hooked before. Remember that whole thing about Derek Eater? Remember that picture in the tabs about Derek Jeter? And it looked like he gained about 25 LBs, and it wasn't true. It was fake news, a fake picture. This is why I'm not doing this with Dion, quote, wafers, because he's probably not that fat. And even if he was, the guy could play himself into shape, right? Benny Snell Jr. I predict Batman in 3, 2, and 1. There it is. Right on mark. Batman. At Fake Cohen Winslow tweets, I used to pass the basketball to my teammates. Now they pass me the syrup. 40 jars of it. Signed Dion Waffles. I just said. You morons on the other side of the glass not listening to what I'm saying. I expect the morons on TweetDeck not to hear what I'm saying. But you morons on the other side of the glass that I'm paying, are you not listening? All right, one open segment to start hour number two, then we go back to back.